This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. President George Weah has called on the Liberia Maritime Authority to ensure that the shipping industry supports and sustains Liberia's economic growth and development. President Weah mentioned the uniqueness of Liberia's maritime program and stated how it touches every aspect of mankind. The Liberian leader called for the protection of the country's exclusive economic zones for the protection of local fishermen and women. He spoke Wednesday when he visited the Liberia Maritime Institute and toured the facilities. Meanwhile, the commissioner of the Liberia Maritime Authority, James Colley, reiterated that the students of the maritime program will be positioned to work at sea and on shore at the end of their two-year program. He indicated that the institute is working towards ensuring that the credits obtained will be transferable to higher institutions should they desire to do so. A team of officials from the World Bank has paid an acquaintance visit to the Forestry Development Authority. According to the public affairs manager at the FDA, the World Bank officials during their visit discussed the stakeholders' meeting that was held at the Sapo National Park. Mr. Richie Greer told on the radio that the poor implementation of the ongoing project and a disbursement of the project's funds were some of the observations made by the World Bank's team.
Some of those points that they touched on was the demarcation of the Sapo National Park, the livelihood of communities that are around the park. The project is kind of a slow, the coordination. According to them, they needed to be, the FDA must take ownership of the project, though it is some land ministry and commissions that are also involved in this $150 million project. The PFMU, the Ministry of Finance and Development Planning, was not actually performing as expected. And therefore, the project is lagging behind for some time now.
The public affairs manager at the FDA, Richie Greer. The proprietor of Charity Daycare and Orphanage in Tubman Bear Bomi County has called for a concerted effort at taking children off the streets in that provincial town. Mr. Nelson Mia told on the radio that many school-aged children in appalling conditions roam the streets daily in the town during school hours. He said this situation led him to establish his orphanage to help give children a decent life through education, health, and the development of the human person. Nelson Mia, however, appealed for help from the government and humanitarians to expand his services to cover more needy children. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. The EU Statistics Office, Eurostat, has confirmed that the European Union economy grew at its fastest pace in a decade last year. The 28-strong EU expanded by 2.5% in 2017, its strongest performance since 2007, when it grew by 2.7%. In the final 3 months, both the EU and the 19-nation Eurozone grew by 0.6% compared with the previous quarter. That was mirrored by growth in the EU's biggest economy, Germany, which grew by 0.6% in the final quarter of 2017. These latest figures confirm the flash estimates published by Eurostat at the end of January, which were based on more limited data. And at least one person has reportedly been shot and wounded and one suspect taken into custody at the U.S. National Security Agency's headquarters. Gunfire rang out after a black SUV pulled up at the entrance to the facility in Fort Meade, Maryland. An NSA spokesman told local media the area outside America's Electronic Espionage Agency was now secure after a security incident. Earlier reports said that as many as three people had been wounded. But Fort Meade police spokesman Larry Whitley said one person had been injured and transported to hospital. It is unclear whether shots were fired by a suspect or by law enforcement. That's the UNMEL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEL, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or Twitter/unmelnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.